The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be discussing how a BioNTech vaccine treats multiple sclerosis in mice without dampening the immune system. BioNTech's experimental non-inflammatory vaccine, designed to dampen the abnormal immune responses seen in multiple sclerosis against myelin, delayed the onset and lessened the severity of symptoms in a mouse model of MS, a study reports. Importantly, treated mice showed no signs of overall immune suppression, suggesting that this type of therapy may overcome the downsides associated with current immunosuppressive therapies for MS. These data support advancing this vaccine and possibly bringing it into testing patients. The study, a non-inflammatory mRNA vaccine for treatment of experimental autoimmune encephalomyelitis, was published in the journal Science. MS is an autoimmune disease in which the immune system mistakenly attacks myelin, the fatty protective sheath that covers nerve fibers. As such, the main goal in treatment development for MS and other autoimmune conditions is to specifically suppress the cells that drive these immune attacks without promoting overall immune suppression. However, this has proven challenging. Current MS disease-modifying therapies promote, in one way or another, a general suppression of immune system or of its key players, potentially impairing immune responses against real threats and increasing the risk of infection. According to BioNTech, its experimental non-inflammatory vaccine may revolutionize MS treatment by re-educating regulatory T cells, otherwise known as TREGs, a type of immune cell that typically dampens immune and inflammatory responses to tolerate myelin-associated proteins and suppress immune reactions against them. Notably, this vaccine differs from conventional vaccines in two main aspects. First, instead of stimulating a person's immune system to recognize, memorize, and readily fight specific microbes or molecules, it promotes immune tolerance to a particular molecule. Secondly, it does so by delivering messenger RNA, the intermediate molecule generated from DNA that serves as a template for protein production, rather than protein fragments to cells. This means that after entering cells, the RNA containing the instructions to produce a specific protein is used by the cell to produce that protein, which is then shown to immune cells. In this specific case of MS, the vaccine's mRNA was designed to contain the instructions to produce a myelin-specific protein mistakenly targeted by immune cells in MS and modified so as to be less likely to promote immune responses. The therapy uses tiny particles to deliver the mRNA to dendritic cells, a type of immune cell that presents molecules to other immune cells, including TREGs, promoting immune tolerance when in a non-inflammatory context. Researchers at BioNTech, along with colleagues at research organizations and institutes of the Johannes Gutenberg University, Mainz in Germany, tested the effects of the mRNA vaccine in several mouse models of MS based on the experimental autoimmune encephalomyelitis model. Results from all evaluated mouse models showed that the vaccine prevented disease development, or in mice with early stage disease, halted its progression and restored the animal's motor function. Treated mice also showed considerably few pro-inflammatory immune cells in the brain and spinal cord, as well as lesser myelin damage. Further analysis showed that these benefits were associated with an expansion of specific population of Tregs, suppressing immune cells and responses against the myelin-specific molecule encoded by the mRNA vaccine. Notably, these Tregs also promoted the suppression of T cells, targeting myelin-specific molecules not included in the vaccine's formulation, a bystander effect. This suggests that Tregs can also block the activity of immune cells against other molecules in the inflamed tissue in a complex disease setting. This is crucial to address diseases in which the abnormally targeted molecules are partly unknown and in which there are disease-associated differences between patients. Moreover, treated mice displayed no signs of general immune suppression and showed adequate immune responses against vaccine-delivered flu protein fragments, suggesting that mRNA vaccine did not result in overall immune system impairment. In addition, even after repetitive vaccine administration, there were no signs of immune responses against the targeted molecule, highlighting that its presentation to Tregs was promoting immune tolerance only, rather than immune responses that could worsen the disease. Overall, these initial results regarding the immune response, together with the flexibility of the mRNA approach to target individual patient target molecules, indicate the potential of mRNA therapeutics to address highly complex and rare autoimmune disease indications, the company noted in its release. BioNTech has extensively used its mRNA technology to develop candidate therapies for several types of cancer and for COVID-19 infection, for which the company's mRNA vaccine, Comirnaty, co-developed with Pfizer, was recently approved. This vaccine, however, represents the first application of such technology for the treatment of autoimmune diseases.
Coming up next, perspectives from MS News Today columnist Jesse Ace.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hey everyone, my name is Jesse Ace and I'm one of the columnists for MS News Today. Today I'll be reading one of my articles from my Disabled to Enabled series. Learning to appreciate my personal progress and growth. Ooh, I found some of your artwork in the loft. Did you still want it? My mum's beautiful, melodic voice sang through my phone during a regular chat. Heck yes, can I pick it up tomorrow? I replied. I didn't know what happened to all of my old artwork, so this really excited me. Lately, I've been getting back into drawing and painting. It's been so long since I allowed myself to be creative. Before my diagnosis 7 years ago, I wanted to leave university and become a famous illustrator. I'd worked so hard for 3 years on a bachelor's degree in arts, plus another year on a foundation degree, only to wake up on the last day with a numb left side. It was my first MS attack. I thought the artistic part of me was gone forever, because I suddenly didn't feel inspired or creative, and I just did not trust my body to pursue art as I had planned. Even when the feeling in my left side came back, and my right hand, my drawing hand, stopped having random moments of being weak and numb, I didn't trust my body not to do it. I decided I could no longer be an illustrator. What if my hand stopped working again, and I had a client's order to fulfill? No, there was no way I could upset anyone. I needed to find something else. After going back and forth between being an employed graphic designer and working in fashion, when I didn't tell them that my hand was numb or that I was not actually into fashion, starting a wedding stationery design service, working for a wedding advisory service and selling bridesmaid dresses, I eventually got into advocacy. On the side, I was trying out digital marketing, affiliate marketing, building joint venture partnerships, selling textbooks on Amazon. Then I wrote a book that I'd had on my mind for a while, which coincidentally you can now get on Amazon. Just search Enabled Warrior Symptom Tracker. After being in the wedding industry, writing about topics that could really make a difference to people made me feel truly fulfilled. But there was still a part of me that was missing. A US-based website I worked for encouraged me to add an illustration alongside my writing. Drawing made me so nervous. What if I lost the use of my hand again? They insisted, so I did, and I absolutely loved it. I felt like I'd found myself, although I doubted that my work was any good. I felt like an imposter. Was I a proper illustrator if I didn't have a degree in illustration? Suddenly, magazines got in touch asking for illustrations. The funny thing is, when I look back at my old artwork, I can see how far that I've come without even realising it. My mum had kept all the artwork that I did from when I was 4 to when I was in college. She even had the 2 books that I illustrated straight out of college, although admittedly, they were pretty terrible. But comparing those to how I draw today made me feel so proud and so blessed that I can still hold a pencil and use it. Does ignoring this talent because my body scares me help those that I could be bringing joy to? No. So why am I living in fear? My body is going to do whatever it's going to do, and I can't stop that. So why am I denying the world of my skill and not doing something that makes me so happy? Plus, being creative is my favourite mindfulness activity. Sometimes we just need to give ourselves a shake and question whether we are self-sabotaging our happiness. The beginning of the year is the best time for self-reflection and focusing on the positives. Here are some questions for you to think about today. What wins will you have this year? What do you want to do but haven't tried because you fear a relapse? Maybe it's time to try again and find a different way to achieve the similar result.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums. A trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.